Greetings, beloved humans. We come to you from the archangelic realm of Gabriel, in concert with the archangelic realms of Michael, Raphael, and Uriel, the council of archangelic realms, Kar, if you will, dear ones. The now is upon you. The present is upon you, dear ones. Your Mother Earth, who you have chosen to be your home many millennia ago by coming here from 12 different star systems and choosing to be human, is shifting her megahertz frequency vibrational rate, thus in turn making the transmutation from the carbon-based reality and existence to the crystalline. Thus in turn, each and every being upon and within the body of your beloved Mother Earth is involved in the same transition, dear one. You have been waiting many lifetimes for this event to happen. It is the reason for billions of you on the planet than ever before to be here consciously or unconsciously to experience this process of ascension, which will finalize for some, but for many will continue within the final 2,000-year cycle of this planet. So some of you will ascend into a higher frequency of existence of this incarnational cycle, some within the next or some within the next. But the end line, the timeline, if you will, in this process began in your 2012, but the timeline, your hourglass flipped, and the final 2,000-year cycle began. All of this process of being human, dear ones, is something through something called self, the relationship of self, self being a reflection of all that there is, self being creation itself, yourself, myself, self. Through choosing to be human in this particular planetary realm, you chose the experience through self as a reflection of all that there is through your emotional, your mental, and your physical bodies. All of these have been learning tools which you're in the process of surrendering and taking ownership of at this time, realizing that your emotions, how you feel, create your thoughts, which create your physical reality, which even create what you call disease and what you call physical death. Knowing, dear ones, you cannot die, that your eternal state of beingness is formlessness. When you leave your incarnational cycles, as you have many times in the past, you go into, from your 3D realm to your 4D realm, into the astral, the psychic realm, into your formlessness, a disembodied reflection of what you've experienced in physical form. This is a preparation, a preamble, if you will, for moving into higher frequencies, 5D and beyond, in order to decide, to make a decision through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, what your next ride, if you will, dear ones, on the karmic path of human creation will be. You're within the process of waking up and remembering and realizing you are creation experiencing itself. You are the creator creating. It is this that has been lost from you to those who have attempted to control you, those who have attempted to control what they did not create. But we of the higher realms, particularly the archangelic realms of Uriel, have gifted you with something called cyberspace. It didn't come from some human mind and invention, dear ones. It was a gift from we of the higher realms to free you from your 3D reality, in spite of how it may be abused at this time or the addictions that it is creating. The gift of it and the potentiality of it, the probability and the possibility of the cyberspace communication freeing you from the frequency you reside in now is still at hand. How you choose to apply it, to take ownership of it, is up to you, dear ones. Again, beginning and ending with the relationship with self, allowing hopefully a loving relationship with self through self-empowerment, through life mastery, to regain the ownership of the Ethernet and many other gifts which have been given to you. As many of you are aware, there is much upheaval and chaos taking place within your 3D world at this time. You see it in every aspect of your planetary civilizations, be it governmental, religious, corporate, medical, educational, all of the realms that define you being human. Dear ones, we of the higher realms have been with you for millennia in each and every one of your past golden ages, realizing this is the final golden age. The past golden ages that we were connected with were Lemurian, Atlantean, Egyptian, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, and many others lost within your timelines and languages. But what sets this particular epoch aside is this will be a permanent connection to the higher realms, joining in oneness, joining in we, unity, unified field consciousness, in order to facilitate this final ascension process of this beloved planet and every being within and upon it. So we ask you, dear ones, does this resonate? Does this sound true to you through the resonance, how you feel about it through your heart and your discernment, how you think about it in your mind? For those who discern and resonate with what's being spoken at this time, you will make a decision whether you're ascension, evolutionary process of moving into a higher state of consciousness, thus raising your vibratory frequency, will be up to you, whether it's achieved in this lifetime or the next one. For the timeline is in place. Many of the mysteries that have been hidden and held back from you by those attempting to control what they did not create through the gift of communication systems that you have and some of the transportation systems, all of the information that you actually need is available to you at this time that's coming through endeavors that we are speaking through at this time, channels such as this and others, to free you from self in order to transcend into a cosmic form of consciousness that allows you to move into world service, solistic service, galactic service, universal service, multiversal service, and beyond. Dear ones, you have all signed on to a most magnificent journey. And we of the higher realms applaud your decision, your arduous decision of being human, and know that there have been setbacks. And know that it has not been an easy journey in the past or presently for many of you. But to give you a peek behind the curtain of what this is all about is the gift that we wish to give you and impart to you at this time. The entire universe is waiting for us all to rejoin in oneness, dear ones. It will begin with this relationship with self, planetarily in world service, and move out into all facets of creation. Your solar system itself is a representation of the journey of humanity, moving further out into your solar system, soon discovering planets that will be new to you, and moving out into the galactic experience and realizing all of the solar systems and all of the suns that exist and how magnificent this whole thing is, because that's where you're headed, dear ones. As you release yourself from the density into a crystalline light endeavor from which you came, you will be able to move into galactic and universal service. And dear ones, the real journey then begins. But there's much to be accomplished at this particular juncture in your planetary and human evolutionary path. But no, at this point in your Earth time, we of the higher realms, in this particular case, the archangelic realm, acknowledge the journey that you have made and those who are in our earshot at this time, who perhaps may resonate and discern with what's being shared at this time. And realize, dear ones, it is your destiny to connect with our frequencies. It is not a unique gift of the channel that we're coming through at this time, even though it is part this is divine soul plan. But it's an aspect of each and every one of your divine plans as well, dear ones, that you connect with me, that you heal the aspects of self that need to be healed and allow that to be taken out into the world and through your talents and gifts, through your endeavors, through your connections with we of the higher realms, together, hand in hand, heart in heart, we will accomplish the shift, which is the divine destiny of this planet and humanity. For dear ones, as you have heard many times before, as you look up into the night sky and you see those stars, each one of them was once a planet not unlike your own that went through an evolutionary path not unlike the one that you are going through. But here's the difference between your journey and the ones you see up into the sky, dear ones. 12 star systems came together and seeded this particular planet, and that had never happened before, dear ones. A divine experiment of what has been called the loveversity of life. 12 systems coming together instead of one star system affecting a planet, which is the monadic structure of most planets within creation. And what is unique about your year 2016 is that within each month of this quadrant called 2016, your January, your February, your March, and moving into your April, one aspect of each of the star systems that seed your planet is coming forward with an energy to support your process. There was a combined energy in January, focused through the Sirian star energy, the Palladian energy, in February, the Arcturian, which you're still experiencing in March, and now moving more fully into the Sirian energy, going into April, a balancing of the masculine and the feminine, a balancing of surrendering to the divine plan that you agreed to, and hushing the mental body that needs to know how it's going to take place and when it's going to take place, by surrendering and trusting and knowing, dear ones, it is all in divine order, or you would not be here. That each and every one of you are an essential aspect, that creation would be incomplete without each and every one of you, or you wouldn't be here. As you have heard many times before, dear ones, if God is all there is, which is the belief system of many of you, then you are it, because you are an aspect of the all, dear ones. Can you begin to embrace this, to integrate this through non-arrogance, through non-ego, through the magnificence of your self-empowerment and who you really represent and why you are truly here. For each one of you has a divine purpose within that. So our endeavor tonight is to review some of the past teachings we have done through an endeavor called the Second Coming. And you are the Second Coming, dear ones. You are the Christ Consciousness Awakening. You are the I Am Presence. You are it. Realizing that Christ is your soul awakening in this moment of now. So let us begin by an interchange, a divine dialogue, discussion, if you will, this time, dear ones. How may we help you?
Well, thank you for joining us, Gabriel.
You're welcome, dear ones.
You touched on some of the things I was going to ask about, so my plan has just been shot. And I'm going to kind of jump around a little bit. And I had a sense that there would be some people listening who have never heard you before. So I thought I would ask some basic questions. Maybe some of the folks already understand some of this. We'll see. But you said something really interesting, and I think it sort of touches on some of the basic things that I was thinking of asking you. You said in your introduction that we have signed on to a magnificent journey. And, of course, that seems to address the issue of who are we and why are we here. So could you just kind of very simply tell us what is this magnificent journey we've signed on to here?
Dear ones, the whole creation process, the energetic format of the creative process within the universe is facilitated to the frequency of love, of high vibration, the highest vibration and frequency within creation. Through the consciousness of whatever beings are surrounding that love, you manifest and you create. So when you take this love forth within the human endeavor, and you begin to understand the feelings that humanity has, the emoted feeling of something you called love, which has largely been a lyric in a song or a feeling that you may have, you're beginning to realize that it is an eternal cosmic aspect of yourself that is beyond anything you've actually experienced in being human. So the purpose of being here is to remember that connection and learn through it how to manipulate it, if you will, and manifest through it. And your way shorts within that process, dear ones, have been your ascended masters. Your human beings who once walked the surface of the earth and then made a decision, a priority in their life, to ascend to a higher frequency of existence. We're giving a dispensation to do that and moved into the higher realms of ascended mastership, which is the way showing and the vehicle for each and every one of you. So who you are is love discovering itself. Why you are here is to facilitate your talents and gifts and endeavors and bringing those out into the world. And once you combine the who and the why, you build a foundation of what, how, when, and where. And that will be determined uniquely for each and every one of you through your divine soul plans, your purpose in being here. Does that help you, dear one?
It does. You said something very intriguing. I've heard you say this before, and I'm just wondering if you can clarify it for us. You said something like the entire universe was waiting for us.
Yes, dear one. Can you imagine that? Can you begin to comprehend that there were forces unlike ever before, the 12 star systems that we have alluded to, the ascended masterships, the archangelics, the angelics, the galactics, the galactic federations, if you will, that all came together with the intention of creating something that had never been created before. Those are the entities, those are the individuals, if you will, who are waiting. Your higher self is waiting for the connection to all of those entities into a state of what has been described as oneness, or we consciousness, or unified field of existence. Does that help you, dear one?
Yeah, you were sort of alluding to a lot of what I would call maybe sort of like a cosmic support system. You mentioned already in your talking ascended masters. You mentioned galactic beings. You've mentioned the archangelic realms. How are we being assisted in all of our process in a simple sort of general way by this cosmic support system?
Energetic intentions are sent to humanity, are sent to the central core of the planet, and radiate from the core up to the surface and out and back again. There are electromagnetic forces around your planet supporting this process. There are those of you, many of you, who are receiving teachings and wisdoms and tools from the higher realms and bringing these messages and tools and sharing these with one another. And through your resonance and discernment, you will individually decide what you apply and what you do not apply. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, so, of course, we're energy, and a lot of the support is energetic, isn't it?
Yes, and what affects the energy, dear one?
Our consciousness.
Yes, dear one. It is the relationship of consciousness, yours or others, that affects how that energy is manifested. But the basic format is the relationship of energy, which can be expressed to a high vibration of an emotion called love, or even transcending the emotion into a higher frequency of existence through consciousness.
So you've been using terms like higher frequency and ascension. You've referred to the fact that we're in this period of ascension. So this support is really all about helping us raise our consciousness, isn't it?
And as you raise your consciousness, you raise your frequency, which allows you to transmute from a carbon-based reality through your chakras, through your genetic coding, moving into higher spiritual DNA components and higher chakras, which allows the transmutation of the dense carbon-based reality to the crystalline light and love formation, dear one.
Now, the title of the book that we did together is The Second Coming, the Archangel Gabriel Proclaims a New Age. Now, popularly, many of us have thought of the Second Coming as Jesus coming back again. But would you kind of redefine the Second Coming, especially as it relates to this period of ascension that we're in now?
The Second Coming is you awakening to your higher self. The Second Coming is you awakening the Christ consciousness, Christ meaning soul, and the I Am presence meaning your connection to all that there is, and applying your talents and gifts and your reason to be here out into the world. We might even change the title of that book at this point, dear one.
Oh, no.
And the Second Coming is you proclaiming a new age.
Yeah.
You, dear one. You, the singular. You, the plural. You, the self. Can you see it, dear one? Can you see the connection now of the importance of you and self and all there is? And all the aspects of that bring it together? Dark equals light. Masculine equals feminine. Right equals wrong. All the ways that you've chosen to separate yourself in duality and often confrontation, which is currently taking place, are all aspects of the same thing. Self and you discovering yourself. There it is, dear ones. There's the mystery of it all unraveled right before you. We asked you, are you ready to receive and integrate the magnificence of yourself, dear ones? If not now, dear ones, when?
Now, you said before that in this discovery of our true selves, we would be discovering our unity, that we're all one. And it would be the time of unity and a healing of separation. But you also said that in order for this healing to happen, that the old systems of control on Earth that have been producing separation and inequality would be imploding and collapsing, and we would have a period of chaos, right?
That aspect of duality and separation, that dense frequency, that dense vibration, that dense energy level, can have no place in a higher realm, dear one. So what is in the process of taking place now in your final 2,000-year cycle is all of that to come up for review. You have been gifted and will continue to be gifted with communication and transportation systems that allow you to almost know instantaneously what's going on. Through your own resonance and discernment to make a decision if you wish to make another choice. Your internal gyro system, which you've heard us speak of many, many, many times before, dear ones, is your resonance, how you feel about it through your heart, and the discernment in your mental body. Dear ones, within your heart is stored all of the wisdom through the DNA within the heart that you need to take knowledge, apply that knowledge into wisdom, and begin to make some new choices to create the life and world you say you want of equality, harmony, and balance. It's up to you, dear ones. The tools are being given to you. They are available to you. There are thousands of you worldwide bringing in these wisdoms of the higher realms into humanity. For those of you who resonate, discern with them. You are learning, and you've heard this phrase before, dear ones, to think with your heart, to allow the mental body, which has created the world that you have now and much of your past, to move back into the service of your heart, your knowing heart, not to eliminate the mental body, but to quiet her down a bit, if you will, in your vernacular, so that you can begin to surrender and trust to what's exactly within your heart. For all the information and all the wisdom that we're giving you is downloaded within your hearts right now. Dear ones, place your hands upon your hearts and take a deep breath. And trust and surrender and know that the whole process of ascension is one of inside out, not outside in. And that every single thing that you need to know, for you have been diversified expressions of oneness, learning to move back into oneness. But you have chosen to go through the diversified versions through self in order to heal self, to release yourself from self, and move into the unified field of oneness. That is energetically what is taking place, dear ones. So we ask you, can you surrender and trust to this truth and know that this is within you? Does that help you, dear ones?
Yeah, when we started talking about this, gosh, it was 2003, I remember, 13 years ago, April 11th, 2003, we had our first conversations about this. At that time, when you started talking about all the chaos and stuff, I responded, wow, that's sort of scary. And you said, well, it's scary to those who are trying to hold on to the old, but if we're going to move away from systems that serve the few rather than the many, that new systems that served everybody more equally would come out of the old ashes.
It is your divine destiny that that takes place. And everything that is taking place is part of the divine order for it to take place. But everything is coming up for clearing and cleansing. Largely, dear ones, your world has been hidden from you. There has been very little truth within your world. There's been a great deal of deceit and denial of the deceit. And what is happening now is, again, through the communication and transportation that's being gifted to you, you're beginning to see the whole picture. The lack of trust of your mass media. The lack of trust of your governments. The lack of trust of your religions. The lack of trust of your corporations. The lack of trust of, do the medical communities really have no intention to do harm? Do they really know how to facilitate a permanent healing? And you're learning within the relationship with self that all you need to know within all of those is within you. And if you so choose, you can begin to quit giving your power away and a herd consciousness to governments, religions, corporations, medical communities, or otherwise, dear one. This is what's happening, isn't it? This is what is taking place, dear ones. Truth. Truth, which is revealed through applied knowledge into wisdom, which is a mandatory requirement to be into a higher frequency. Our leaders within the higher realms, our councils are all based upon wisdom. What has worked in the past, what has not worked in the past. Dear ones, humanity knows so many of the things that are taking place do not work. And you continue the folly and the insanity of continuing them. War, killing one another, attempting to control one another, pretending there's not enough for everybody when there's more than enough for everybody. All of this is taking place to heal, to reveal what has been concealed. To heal and reveal what has been concealed, to finally heal, so that you can choose and make another choice. Many of you have grown weary of this process. Your planet herself has grown weary of your abuse, not understanding that she is a conscious living being with organs, the air, the water, the oil, the gas, the minerals. But it's a form of suicide. As you destroy her, you destroy the very home you're dependent upon. And not understanding the inner relationship of yourself, self, and planet. It is time, dear ones, if you so choose, to wake up. And to be patient with yourselves and to understand it is taking place through the relationship with self. So the inner wounded child in relationship to the mystical and the magical child. For your world, dear one, is attempting to be controlled by little wounded boys and little wounded girls with some big toys that can create planetary and civilizational destruction. It's happened in the past. Your planet has known several nuclear holocausts. That is the reason that you have an inter-civilizational, advanced, fifth-dimensional civilization in the core of your planet. 120-some civilizations, dear one, that most of you are totally unaware of, because the surface of the planet became uninhabitable with wars between Atlantis and Lemuria and other advanced civilizations. When you know consciously you can destroy yourself, it is an opportunity to make another choice not to use those tools or not, which predicates and requires a healed relationship with the inner wounded child. And you may ask, why has it been such an arduous journey? Why would humanity make such a choice to have to learn to free itself from such an arduous path? We can hear your minds asking that right now, dear ones. And the reason is, you have had six previous ages, golden ages, where we have been connected with you, and we have together, dear ones, built magnificent civilizations far beyond anything you know right now, far beyond any advance that you can ever imagine right now, dear ones. And the human mental body thought it could do it a better way and disconnected from higher realms that maintained and made all of that possible. And each and every one of those civilizations came to its demise. What is happening now, if you so choose, is a permanent, final, seventh golden age to facilitate and see you through the ascension of planet and humanity. Does that help you, dear one?
Yeah, Gabriel, I wanted to ask you some questions about the chaos, but you just brought up something that I want to ask about. You said that we've had at least six magnificent civilizations and ages. And I just watched a documentary on television last night or the night before showing whole dinosaur bones from 200 million years ago. If we have dinosaur bones from 200 million years ago, how come we don't have any physical records of these magnificent civilizations you're referring to?
Because the density level, the atmospheric composition of the planet was different at that time. The human being was of a less dense frequency, a higher vibrational capacity, less density, less energetic density, less physical form. And many of the structures within these civilizations were etherically built as the inner Earth civilizations are at this time. But what has been left for you, dear one? Some examples of these that you cannot replicate at this time, or an indication of the technology, the frequency, and the vibrational technology that allowed those remaining artifacts, if you will, to exist. So it was the entire energetic composition of the planet herself and the beings upon the planet that were of a less dense organization, dear one. Does that help you?
Yeah. Let's talk about some of this chaos that's unfolding as these systems begin to implode. Let's just repeat, these systems in finance and government and education and medicine and all these systems really are not serving all of us. You have made that very clear. And that they tend to serve the few, and they're systems of control, really. As these systems begin to implode, at first it looks like chaos. Now, some of it's obvious. I mean, a lot of us are looking at the scene out there, and it's looking pretty chaotic with the terrorism going on in the world. And, I mean, even our own political scene here in the United States, we're seeing candidates saying things we've never seen before, and it seems to be running out of control.
And it looks like and sounds like the little wounded children, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
So I want you to begin, we want you to begin to see it within that context, dear one. But what you're experiencing and what's being said now is to reveal to you the inner wounded child. And that is the aspect within each and every one of you that you're in the process of healing through the relationship with self. Do you get it, dear one? Very good. Continue.
Well, we can see some obvious stuff, like I just mentioned, and are there some things that are imploding and changing that aren't so obvious to us, that we're not seeing, that you could help us understand more clearly?
What's still largely unseen to most of humanity and you individuals within humanity, which has been cloaked within what you call a conspiracy theory, are the actual individuals, families, in some cases, and small organizations, they're actually controlling the monetary systems on the planet and fueling it to keep you in separation or war with one another in order for them to remain hidden. The example that we most recently give is the aspect of the terrorism that's taking place on your planet. It is being fueled by these hidden forces who wish to create chaos and mayhem and confrontation so that you cannot see who's behind the curtain creating it, because you're in the process of reacting or responding to what's being created. It is a ploy. It is a technique, if you will, that these hidden forces have been using for millennia on your planet. And it has to do, dear ones, with the origin of the human species on this planet. Which many of you do not realize or are not aware of, and this could be a whole other teaching, is exactly how, when you decided to come here, you were manipulated by other advanced civilizations, which are what you are experiencing now and what you have experienced in the past, is a residue of what happened to the alteration of the human species. But again, dear ones, know that this was a divine choice that you made in order to learn what you need to learn the way you need to learn it. It does not mean a permanent separation from your divinity through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, which no advanced civilization can take away from you. But suffice to say, in our limited time together at this time, you have been, in your vernacular, fooled around with quite a bit.
So where are we now? As a human species,
you are present. You are exactly where you need to be in the moment of now, realizing that the past and the future can be combined and integrated into this nowness. In order for you, through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, to make another choice if you so choose, by being conscious and aware of what is going on and why, and understand the relationship with self, beginning with one, leading to oneness, is the process and the journey of the healing. Let us repeat this, dear one. The process is through the relationship with self, one, that is the journey to oneness. Do you understand, dear ones? It begins with you. It begins with this self, this emotional, mental, and physical relationship. Through whatever you create, through whatever means you create, to learn what you need to learn, when you need to learn it, how you need to learn it, where you need to learn it. Does this make sense, dear ones?
Hey, you're saying the healing of the whole starts with the healing of the individual.
The one leads to the oneness. Make that a bumper sticker, dear one.
Yeah.
Stick that on your refrigerators.
Say that again, Gabriel.
The one leads to the oneness. The one being the relationship with self. And it's that lack of believing that, or knowing that, or trusting that, or surrendering to that self, that oneness, that has held you back. And the forces that have attempted to control you and still control you to certain degrees are banking that you'll never figure that out. Dear ones, we are here to help you figure it out. That is our support and love and responsibility in the archangelic realms to be with you at this time. And dear ones, we have been with you all along the journey of humanity on this particular planet, and many other planets, for those of you who have chosen experiences on other planets, and many of you have. And this solar system, and other solar systems throughout this galaxy, and other galaxies beyond. If it resonates through your heart, and it discerns through your mental body, and you combine this resonance of this discernment through your internal gyro system, we are giving you the tool through truth of how to free yourself from yourself and from others who have attempted to deny what yourself really is. Dear one, you are the creator creating. That is the spark of the Almighty that has been put in with each and every one of you. But your religions and your governments, which have been reflections of your religions, have taught you otherwise in an attempt to control you. And in your vernacular, dear ones, they've done a darn good job. It's time to wake up, dear ones. And each and every one of you, through the connection of the higher realms, are the messengers of this truth, whoever is within our earshot. Know, dear ones, whoever is hearing this message now, you are here by divine appointment. So we ask you, if you resonate with this, take it into your heart. Combine it with your soul plan, your purpose to be here, and through your talents and gifts and your endeavors and your relationship with self, make a choice to bring it out into the world, dear ones. So we ask you, what do you choose?
Gabriel, you said something pretty dramatic in the book that I've asked you about before, and quite honestly, I still don't have a full grasp of it. You said that the planet's population was dividing into thirds. You said one-third were younger souls who would try to maintain the status quo of separation and isolation. You said one-third were creating a quantum shift where consciousness is concerned. That's the way showers and light workers, hopefully we were that. And one-third would be leaving the planet through cataclysms, disease, and wars. Are you still prophesying that?
We do not prophesy, dear one. We speak truth.
Okay.
But that truth is there, dear ones. Your prophecy comes within your astral and your psychic realms. We leave that to your mediums, dear ones.
Yes, it was the,
that is not who we are.
A misuse of words. I'm sorry.
But that slicing up of the pie is still taking place. And probably one that will seem most alien to you is they'll do it somewhere else. Dear ones, you will ascend no matter when or where you decide to do it. But as we started out with in this sharing tonight, the timeline has activated itself on this particular planet. So for those of who choose not to ascend into higher frequency existence, they will be given the opportunity in another solar system in this galaxy or beyond. There are planets and solar systems and galaxies being designated for that at this time, dear one. For those who need to take whatever divine time they need, for those of you who know what's going on, there are those of you who have no idea what's going on, and there are those of you who are in resistance to what is going on, holding on to the old with tooth and nail, nailing themselves to the proverbial cross, some intending to maintain the control of humanity, and some just a fear of the unknown. Dear ones, by surrendering to the unknowing, you open up all probabilities and possibilities of creation. When you look up into the night sky, your outer space, what looks like black space, within that void, within that unknowing, is the consciousness we spoke of earlier that is in relationship with the energy of creation. And within that consciousness and energy relationship are all the probabilities and possibilities of creation. There's the truth. But you have been taught otherwise. That if you can't think and figure out what's going to happen next to your mental body, that that's not a good thing. That surrendering to not knowing is sounding dumb, is sounding not good enough or worthy enough or less than. And is this anything but that? For true surrendering comes with trust of knowing the truth, that the probabilities and possibilities exist. That's the expression of let go, let God, let go, let creation came from. But the mental body wants to figure it out. What's going to be next? What's the plan? The plan is your ascension, if you so choose it, dear ones. The plan is you waking up to the magnificence of who you are and why you're here. That you are spiritual beings having a human experience. That you are here to identify and know your talents and gifts and bring those out into the world to create a we consciousness of equality, harmony, and balance. Where is the equality, harmony, and balance in your world today, dear ones? You cannot move into a higher frequency of existence without it. There is a barrier to your ascension process without the healing of that. Does this help you, too?
Yes, very much. Gabriel, you and I have been talking now for almost 50 minutes. I'd like to open up the floor to the folks in the classroom and the folks who are holding online. Let's start with the classroom first. Would someone have a question here they would like to ask of Gabriel?
I have a question.
Okay. Sam has a question.
Okay, Gabriel, it sounds like some souls / humans will ascend while on Earth, but my question is, will they ascend, will the humans ascend in this lifetime, or are the souls returning in another body to ascend from Earth at a different time?
It's all of that, dear ones. The third that is leaving this frequency are doing so for one or two reasons. They're leaving because they have accomplished all they can accomplish in this frequency and need to go into a higher frequency to return or to stay in the non-physical formless state and do the ascension process through that if they have met the terms of ascension by waking up to themselves. Does that help you, dear one?
So what I'm hearing what you say, and you've clarified that. So what would waking up to themselves, can you clarify that?
Knowing that they are a divine, energetic, spiritual being in a human format, having had many lifetimes on this particular planet, being aware that that is coming to an end, and through the relationship of self and world service with this particular planet, they will move once again into their formlessness and move from world service into solipsistic, galactic, and beyond service, dear ones, connecting to the oneness of all creation. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. If anyone has a question online, you just need to hit *6 to unmute yourself and ask your question. Now's your chance.
Okay, anybody in the classroom? Maria?
Yes, Gabriel.
You have to walk all the way up to the phone.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk.
No, over here.
Over here. Talk
into the speaker. Right into the phone.
Gabriel, I am confused. I I listen to you and I understand that the realization of my oneness is pretty much the goal of my life. Nevertheless, I am living the crisis of my two daughters, and I just don't know how to put them together. How can I learn from that, or how can I help them go through them, and for all of us to ascend to?
Dear one, it is not your responsibility to take responsibility to fix your children, dear one. They abused you, divinely so, as a reason to incarnate into this human format once again. At this point within their divine soul path, it is up to them, for their freedom of choice and freedom of will, to learn how they are going to learn. And within the human experience, you often learn what is through what is not as a process. So we ask you not to interfere, dear one, or try to fix their situation, but simply hold the space for them in your divine motherly love and allow them to know you're always present without having to do anything, but simply be in a state of beingness of motherly love. Does that help you, dear one?
Very much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone online caring to ask a question, hit star 6 to unmute yourself. If not, we will open up the floor again to anybody here in the audience. Marcia, would you stand up and speak directly on the phone?
Gabriel, all the seeming chaos on our planet with ISIS, with wars, which we realize are sometimes funded by both sides of the equation, and even the bizarreness of our current political scene, is this the people that wish to remain in control reacting against the higher energies and higher vibrations that the rest of us are trying to bring into the planet with all of your assistance?
Within the macro and micro relationship, dear ones, this is in the macro, it is the way humanity is choosing to learn. When you put that macro into the micro, if you're tracking with us, dear ones, it is being fed and controlled to a certain degree by the hidden forces that are controlling the monetary systems, thus in turn the governmental and the corporate systems on your planet at this time. But here's the deal, dear ones. Within your United States, those who actually move within a position of so-called governmental power do not understand all of which we speak until they have actually gone through the gyrations of moving into that position of leadership, whether it's through something you call a democratic voting process or not. Do you have any questions about what we've just said, dear one? Do you understand what we're saying, the macro-micro relationship?
Would you like to clarify that a little bit, Gabriel?
Dear one, do you, who have asked the question,
Yes. Understand
what we are saying? Can you repeat it back to us, dear one, so that we know you understand?
I understand it to a degree theoretically, but I'm not grasping the full import of what you're saying.
There's a macro-micro, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The macro is how, what is happening is how humanity is choosing to learn.
Okay.
Have we got that?
Yep.
All right, hold that. Now we take that macro down into the micro of the human relationship with self and others, which is largely controlled by the hidden forces that we're talking about, which is affecting your governments, your religions, and your corporations,
mm-hmm.
right? So things are being fueled, particularly within the chaos being created through what you call terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Dear one, always follow the money. Always follow the money in your corrupted 3D capacity. And it will lead you back
to these hidden forces that want to keep you in fear and chaos in order to distract you from their strategies. Do you understand that, dear one?
Yes.
So there's your two pieces. Mm-hmm. That's what's taking place and why. So what is the vehicle out of this? Number one, to be conscious and aware of it. Number two, to allow you individually and collectively to make other choices. Dear ones, if you wanted to stop the terrorism on your planet right now, you can shut down their cyberspace activities right now so they can't communicate with one another or others and recruit. You can stop the monetary system flowing through cyberspace. Have you thought of that? All of that is possible. So we ask you, what's preventing it? The forces that want it to continue. So if you wake up to that truth, if you wake up to that consciousness, you individually and collectively make another choice by revealing and exposing the truth of what we speak. There's always been a ploy, dear ones, for many millennia on this particular planet, of those seemingly in power, and you cannot control what you create, what you did not create, the reason is also it will come to an end, of attempting to allow or force the populace into conflict and wars and chaos leading to confrontation, which prevents people from seeing the reality of what's really going on because the dust is flying all around you. Do you understand, dear ones?
Yes.
Do you have any questions about this for clarity? For clarity and understanding going forward in order to affect the shift, the second coming, creating the life you say you want, proclaiming a new age, lies within the tools that we're giving you. Moving your erroneous belief systems into truth. Truth moving into applied knowledge, into wisdom. Are you with us, dear one?
Yes.
Are there any other questions about this?
Well, Gabriel, you have said that the United States was going to lead the world into this new age. And we're looking at what looks like a lot of chaos on the political scene of our so-called leaders. Can we see any wisdom whatsoever on the stages of these two political parties, the Democratic and the Republican? I see none in the Republican Party, and I don't know what to believe in the Democratic Party. So what would you have to tell us?
Here's an image for you, dear ones. Imagine a two-headed dragon consuming its tail and eating up into the body, up into the thoracic cavity, up into the neck, and consuming itself. That is what is taking place. And dear ones, here's the irony of it all. It's all representations of the same thing with a different mask. Whether you call it Republican or Democratic or whatever you choose to call it. It's all the same guys in another mask. Now, here's the deal. Can you accept with compassion and forgive without judging or shaming or blaming self? Back to self, dear ones. This is how you've chosen to learn. So the question is, have you learned enough in order to make another choice? Are you sick and tired of learning this way? Are you with us, dear ones? That's what's taking place. Nothing more, nothing less. As your Shakespeare once said, you're all players upon a stage. In this case, with the timeline of ascension running out on this planet, leading to your ascension. So, dear ones, let go to what's happening out there and focus on what's happening within yourself and realize your ascension is a process of inside out, not outside in. Dear ones, the ascended masters who once walked this earth as you do now, who are now in service to this planet and this solar system and this galaxy, their world was in chaos too. Dear ones, it's not any worse than it's ever been. In fact, it's better in many ways. Humanity has been at each other's throats in the folly of controlling what they did not create for millennia. You're just aware of it by the gifts we have given you from the higher realms in communication and transportation to be aware of it. That's why we gave you those gifts. Know that, dear ones. That's why the Ethernet was created, to free you from the hidden forces. And we ask you, if you so choose, take your Ethernet back, away from those who are controlling it for their benefits and monetary gain and their mistruths. It's not theirs to control. They did not create it. We did. And we gifted it to you, dear one. So we ask you what you choose to be and do with it. Does that help you, dear one?
Well, of course, humanity's still at each other's throats, and you're telling us, you know, what? Are you ready to make another choice? One of the choices coming up is in the fall with the presidential campaign. That's a very important issue. Who's going to lead the United States? Make another choice. Certainly, Bernie Sanders is speaking as though we are all one in ways that the others aren't.
Dear ones, whoever you select to be president is not going to be leading anything.
Mm-hmm. So what's the choice then that we have to make?
Good question.
Make, through your resonance and discernment, what you think is the least harmful and the best choice you know how to make is the answer, dear one. It is not for us to tell you. We cannot infringe upon your freedom of choice and freedom of will. So with whatever choices are before you, go into your resonance, how you feel about it, and your knowing heart controlling the DNA of all the lifetimes you've had and all the wisdom you need to think with your heart, to check in with your mental body, and then make the best choice you can make for yourself. Back to self, dear ones. Can you notice that everything's revolving back to self?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that truth, dear ones. It's the reason that self was created. Self is you being God, dear one. You will make the best choice for yourself through your resonance and discernment. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes. Anybody online like to ask a question of Gabriel? Hit star 6. Okay. Anybody here in the audience? Gabriel, you have said, and of course we understand, that God is all there is.
Thus you are it.
We're it. Oh my God, this is it.
Well done.
Dear ones, please, do your beloved Gabriel a favor, dear ones. Anytime you say that God is all there is, follow it by, I am it.
I am it.
I am it.
Of which it is.
Thank you.
In the second coming, I asked you to expand on my statement in the introduction that God uses the vast universe to discover and experience its infinite diversity through all the countless expressions of creation, including we humans. And you responded that all of creation is a vehicle for God discovering itself.
And back to self, you discovering you being God.
So we are God exploring our creation.
Yes, dear one, indeed.
And that's what it's all about.
Should it be more? Only by asking for more do you understand the magnificence of what is being said in your unknowing. And we understand that you cannot know at this point all that we know. Dear ones, we will assure you. And we will give you a peek under the curtain. A mighty magnificence of you when it's fully activated through your soul plans on this particular planet. Will amaze and delight you. Will bring a resounding joy out into the universe that will echo and echo and echo through all the forces that came together to create this planet and a home for humanity. We thank you. We are the higher realms. You are a part of our process as well, dear one, as well as your inner earth civilizations. We are all in a process of ascension. We are all linking our hands and our hearts together, dear one. Perhaps you never thought of it that way. We need you the same way you need us. While we may be more advanced and have a more cosmic perspective by being able to access all that there is, it doesn't make us any better than or you any less than. Do you think less of a 2 or 3 year old child that doesn't have the capacity of a 20-year-old? No, dear ones. You simply see that that being is in the process of maturation. You are children moving into your adulthood, dear ones. And your adulthood is a mighty, magnificent awakening of self. This is who you are. This is why you're here. And we are all in creation, linked together, needing one another for what affects one affects all, and a mighty concept of oneness.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Thank you.
Thank
you for joining us, folks.
Tonight's design discussions is on a love offering basis, and you can donate at theangelnewsnetwork.com. Thank you. Good night.